We want to say good afternoon to our buddy, Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us here. And we're talking about the Falcons. Listen, we've been asking our listeners all day, Miles, about concerns. I am concerned that our quarterback hasn't thrown a touchdown in 2 weeks. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely very easy to point to as being a big concern for this team. Right now, I'd say the defense is more of a concern from what I've viewed, at least at this point, because we know what Kirk Cousins can do, right? Like, we've seen what he's able to do this season. We've seen kind of who he is throughout the course of his career. You know, he has kind of had some stints where he's a little bit slow, and it looks like this is one of those right now. You know, obviously, offensive line play has been a little bit of a factor, but yeah, I mean, you want to see Kirk produce, and he hasn't really done that as much the last couple of games. But I think the defense really is where this team needs to make its biggest adjustments, because where they're ranking right now as an overall unit just won't win you games, and it's kind of setting you up for a collapse down the stretch. They talked about winning the bye week, and that's something they absolutely have to do these next couple of days, because the schedule does not get any easier right now.
I got to be honest. I think we're getting 5 points from the bye week right now. We're so bad. It is Miles Garrett, guys, from Fox 5. The thing is about, you know, the pass rush, we just found, I looked at the numbers. I was literally dumbfounded. Like, literally, me and Carl last segment, Miles, you know, Ryan Nielsen, you know, it's not unusual for a new coach coming in not to retain anybody from the previous staff. You have your guys. And now, we did retain our special teams coach, and our special teams is no great shakes. But Nielsen had 48 sacks on that defense. Now, we lost Bud Dupree. We talked about we lost Calais Campbell. It just seems like, man, they found a way to get something out of guys like Ebba Cady. Do you feel that Jimmy Lake is not the right man for this job?
Yeah, and I think there were some discussions, you know, even when Jimmy Lake was hired, about, you know, whether or not this guy is the right hire. And of course, you know, there's still time to fix this. Jimmy's obviously been had a lot of support, rather, from the players, and, you know, even the players themselves said after the loss that, look, Jimmy, we had the right calls. It was just on us to execute. But like you said, I mean, the numbers don't really lie right now. Last in sacks, 30th in third down conversions, 25th in scoring. I mean, the numbers don't lie at this point. And, you know, you face some teams that you should be winning these battles with. And again, you're going back to talent. Matthew Judon has really been a no-show so far this season. You're expecting a lot of big things from him. And, you know, you go back to the homegrown guys. Arnold Ebiketie just has not been the guy that you were hoping him to be. You know, this was a guy that you were counting on to be that de facto pass rusher that you drafted, because the team has not really addressed that thus far in the draft under Terry Fontenot. He was really your highest picked guy on that side of the ball and the biggest need there at that pass rusher position. So he still hasn't really done exactly, I think, what they're hoping him to do. He's had some spurts where, you know, you kind of see maybe what Terry Fontenot and this defensive staff has been wanting to see with him. But at the end of the day, you have to execute. And you've got a red hot Chargers team coming in here to, you know, that's been carving up teams left and right. So you're going to have to fix this very, very quick in order to get back on track. Because if you don't, you know, this thing could take a tailspin pretty quick.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let me ask you about the wide receivers. Guys are saying they feel like, you know, sometimes our guys don't get open, right? And that causes Kirk to hold on to it a little bit longer, and obviously he's taking sacks and getting pressures. And just as a group, like, where are you at with the wide receiving core? We spent a lot of time on Pitts, but even, you know, yesterday, the pick, I thought he tried to force it to Drake, and, you know, he ends up getting intercepted. As a group, what do you think about the guys that we have? And they've shown flashes, Miles, but, I mean, are they difference makers? Or do we have enough? Like, as you start to look at the end of this season and saying, okay, we're headed towards the playoffs, why should I feel confident about what we've been doing?
Yeah, depth, I think, has been a concern since, you know, you lose Rondale Moore there in the preseason. I think they were expecting him to kind of be a bigger role as your wide receiver three instead of a guy like, you know, Ray McCloud or Kadarius Hodge maybe having a bigger role. Was still uncertain about Casey Washington. But I think that loss kind of definitely hurt, obviously, the depth of this room. And having Darnell Mooney go down and, you know, his health being in question at least the last couple of games, I think it's kind of making that even more big as far as a depth perspective of being a concern, right? Because now all of a sudden Drake London and Ray McCloud are your two guys, and Ray McCloud, obviously, you know, the way this team and depth chart is set up, not your typical number two wide receiver. You know, makes you think back to 2020 when Matt Ryan had just a skeleton crew of receivers in that room, and you didn't really have, you know, a de facto wide receiver one. Luckily, this team still does have Drake London, and he is a very good receiver. And I think when Darnell Mooney is at full health, you know, I think the numbers don't lie that those two have proven to be the one of, if not the best wide receiver tandem in the NFL right now. I mean, they're right up there with guys like T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. So I think the guys they have at starters are pretty good, but obviously, you know, the health of these guys could be a concern going down the line. And, you know, you mentioned that Kirk Cousins interception. That one, I think it's safe to say, was very much on Kirk Cousins, throwing into double, triple coverage there, trying to fit it in a spiral to Drake. But I think you could also go back to Kyle Pitts, too. I think there's, you know, if you look at some of the film, you know, talking about effort on some plays, I think you want to see a little bit more out of Kyle making an effort to kind of get some of these balls. And Kirk Cousins mentioned that, you know, I don't know if it was preseason, but talking about, you know, trying to get that chemistry going with Kyle Pitts as far as like, look, Kyle, I need you to be right here. You know, I'm trying to place the ball there. And we've seen some of that. Obviously, Kyle Pitts has played a lot better this year than in years past, and you can credit that to the quarterback play. But at the same time, you know, these guys have to be where they are and put forth a little bit more effort because Kirk's, you know, not going to be able to move that much. So he's going to have to get that ball out pretty quick.
That's just it. And we were talking about earlier is Myles Garrett from Fox 5 joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's up there at camp all the time. We've got the bye week now. It doesn't get any easier. You know, you got a bunch of tough road games. The Commanders look really dynamic later in the season. We go to Minnesota. And off the jump, we got the Chargers. Look what the Chargers did last night in that first half against the Bengals, and they hung on for the win. We got dynamic pass rush coming at us, big-time playmakers, good coaches. So, I mean, we're not going to blow this. I mean, the only way we blow this division is by the Bucs having more wins than us, and they'd have to literally go 6-1.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And it's funny, we brought it up at the beginning of this segment that, you know, going into this season, you know, you looked at this schedule on paper, they all said, you know, the easiest schedule in football. But I don't think anyone was expecting a team like the Broncos, the Chargers, the Vikings, and the Commanders to all of a sudden be these playoff threats like they are. Not just threats, like potential contenders here because of how they're being coached. And these players like Jaden Daniels and obviously Jim Harbaugh, what he's doing out in L.A. at this point. But, yeah, no, I mean, you got to make adjustments. That's what this bye week is going to have to be about. And you got to find this solution very quickly. And I think, like we said, we've kind of hit all the talking points as far as what needs to be fixed, because I think it's really obvious the most egregious thing thus far has just been the defensive play and getting pressure on the quarterback. It's something the Falcons, for some reason, have not been able to do, it seems like, for two decades, back to John Abraham. And obviously we thought that this Judon thing could potentially work out, and who knows if it's a coaching thing or if it's a player thing. And I don't know if we will know until the end of the season. But, yeah, I mean, it's something you definitely have to fix, and you got to fix fast.
This hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, we're B-dubs. It's football. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking Falcons with our buddy Myles Garrett from Fox 5. Let me ask you, what area are you most confident in? Because yesterday we got demolished in every area. Special teams, everything, just nothing was working. Young Waku hits a couple of field goals. Okay, Mike said it. It's his job.
Right.
What do you feel confident in?
I still feel confident in this rushing attack. I mean, just because of the guys who are there. You know, obviously we know what Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier can do together. Now, the offensive line's health, I think, is a big aspect of that. And Kirk Cousins is a big aspect of that, too, when you talk about getting Bijan involved in the passing game. I really liked what Zach Robinson has been able to do to utilize both of those backs. You know, you kind of use Algier as your north and south runner and get Bijan in space, maybe a little bit in the passing game. I think that's worked a lot this year as opposed to, you know, what we saw last year, kind of seemingly using them both the same way. I think they're both very different runners. But I think that's where the basis of this offense is set up to where they can win games. Is once you set up that rushing attack with those two guys, then that passing game opens up big time, setting up the play action, which I think is what Zach Robinson was hoping to have this offense based on. So if you lose those two guys and that element of your offensive attack is kind of out of the way, then it's forcing Kirk Cousins to win you games. And especially if he's under pressure, you know, that's a problem because we know Kirk isn't able to move as well as he maybe has in the past, of course, with that Achilles injury. So you want to have that element of your game still good. And I do think it is still good because of obviously the talent of those two backs and their health being still very good at this point. And I think they need to reinvigorate that a little bit here these next couple of games, because I do think that's where their strength is.
All right, Myles, I know that the bye week, guys will rest up. It would be rough if Darnell Mooney is still banged up based on what he can do. I mean, Carl said it earlier. I mean, number one concern, you can only pick one. Is it defense or is it that offense and Cousins?
Right now I'd say defense because at least at certain points the offense has produced and produced very well. The defense has got to get those sacks. They got to increase those pressure rates and get some more turnovers too. I mean, that goes hand in hand. We know Jesse Bates is very capable of doing stuff like that, and Justin Simmons as well. So, yeah, I'd say defense, specifically pressure rate.
Blitz, and Carl, we got to maybe just let it all hang out. You know,
go after it.
Right. Let it all hang out.
Well, one of our listeners said the same thing about with us being down. Again, Mike Hughes offered Kevin King, instead of playing conservative, let's just go after it. And you know what? If he hits some of these shots down the field, great. But let's blitz him. And we didn't do enough of that yesterday. Hey, great job as always, Miles. We'll be checking you out, man, on Fox 5. Appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good afternoon.